Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from today's daf, Lamed Zayin in Maseches Erevin, is whether one is allowed to write a mezuzah and give it to a guy, as it emerges from our sugya in the complicated discussion of Breira. We will isolate the complicated parts and get to the bottom line of the halacha lemaisa by speaking out a few of the details of the shaila. There are two instances which we'll discuss. The second will be longer than the first and will be the application of our daf. The Netziv in Hamik Shaila, Shilta Kuf Mem Hei, observes Yerushalmi that says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Peyot states sent a Gentile Artavon a mezuzah. Based on this, the Netziv says that if a mezuzah is written l'chatchila without the intention for Kedusha, but is written for a Gentile, one would be allowed to give a Gentile a mezuzah. Again, if it wasn't written for Kedusha. Ramesha Feinstein disagrees with this in Yardea Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, and to this day, there is a big diun in Poskim. Let's take this shayla a step further. According to the Netziv that allows this, what would the halacha be in regards to someone who writes a mezuzah for the intention to be used in their house? Possibly. But if they don't need it, so then it won't have Kedusha, and then he'll be able to give it to a Gentile. In a discussion of this shayla, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein points out that this shayla is fundamentally the shayla of Breira in our sugya. And that is, am I allowed to say, I'm leaving both possibilities open, and retroactively I decided that it's not needed for Kedusha, and I'm not going to use it for its Kedusha, and I'm going to give it to a guy, according to Netziv, that allows it. Now this shayla is discussed in slightly different form in a famous tshuva of the Oneg Yom Tov. And this Oneg Yom Tov's tshuva should be known by all, even if one does not know all of the Oneg Yom Tov's tshuvas, because he touches on two important points. Number one, the Oneg Yom Tov applies our sugya and says this is a classic case of Breira on a d'oraisa, and we paskin ain breira on a d'oraisa. And that is, you're not allowed to leave open both possibilities and say it's one way retroactively. You've got to choose. If that's so, you've got to choose. You are, at first glance, stuck. The Oneg Yom Tov speaks about a slightly different shayla. And this is not about a mezuzah that's already written, a little bit of a less of a razzle-dazzle. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is known for his razzle-dazzle questions. The Oneg Yom Tov is a little bit more plain, and that is, what happens if he's making hides, and he's not sure whether he wants to use the hides for Sefer Torah Tefillin or for a Dover Chol? Is he allowed to say, it might be this, it might be that? Retroactively, it'll be one or the other. On that, he points out, based on a famous Ramban that I mentioned tangentially, the Ramban says that anytime you're choosing between two things, in such a case, we do say Breira. And therefore, in regards to the hides, there is going to be a problem. You've got to choose beforehand. If that's so, the same, argues Rav Zilberstein, should apply in regards to the mezuzah as well. There should be a problem of Breira. However, in a well-known piece, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his Tshuvas and Simon Beis, suggests the way to avoid the problem of Breira is to make a condition. And this is what the Oneg Yom Tov also suggests. And the condition is the following. I'm making the mezuzah to be a mezuzah for Kedusha. However, if I don't use it, then I want it not to have Kedusha. I'm making a t'nai in the mitzvah. I'm not saying I'm going to decide retroactively. Now I'm saying there's Kedusha. The hides are going to have Kedusha. The mezuzah that I'm writing is going to have Kedusha. However, if I'm no longer using it for a Kedusha purpose, so then it should not have Kedusha. So this suggestion is mentioned by the Mishnah Brura himself in Simin Lamebez Sifkatan Chavav to make this Tanai when doing Ibud on hides for tefillin. If that's so, Rav Zilberstein concludes that according to the Netziv, that would be a viable option when writing the mezuzah. I do need to point out that many Gedolei Torah, particularly our Rabbeim from our Masorah, my great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and I believe it comes from Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, were very uncomfortable, and this appears in the BeYitzchak Yikare in a few places in his Mishnah Brura, with making a tnai when it comes to mitzvahs. And therefore, according to their position, it would be problematic. However, this is the basic sugya that really brings out an example of the abstract case of Breira in an instance that is halacha lemaisa, as well as an important diyun in the poskim as far as tnai b'mitzvos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Zayin.